Brian Babin, Biden flying millions of unvetted illegal aliens into American communities on taxpayers' dime. By John Binder on November 22, 2022. President Joe Biden has flown millions of border crossers and illegal aliens into American cities and towns. All paid for by taxpayers, Representative Brian Babin, RTX, details. During a press conference along the United States-Mexico border on Tuesday, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, called on Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to resign. If the secretary resists, McCarthy said House Republicans will begin an impeachment inquiry. Babin, at the press conference, gave insight into the enormity of Biden's expansive catch-and-release network that is sending tens of thousands of border crossers and illegal aliens to cities and towns across the U.S. every month. The southern border barely exists anymore. This administration has tied their hands so tight that catch-and-release sometimes is their only option at this point, Babin said. Millions of unvetted illegal aliens have been apprehended and blindly released into the country, Babin continued. They've flown, housed, fed, educated, medicated, and incarcerated all on the taxpayers' dime. For nearly 2 years, Biden's DHS has used, on a mass scale, a little-known parole program intended for a slim number of foreign nationals in emergency situations seeking U.S. entry. With parole, DHS has contracted with a number of non-governmental organizations, NGOs, to fly and bus arrivals into American cities and towns. The result has been about 1.4 million border crossers and illegal aliens released into American communities since February 2021, a foreign population exceeding the populations of 8 states. This is in addition to the roughly 600,000 illegal aliens who are known to have successfully crossed the southern border since Biden took office. The Democrats have zero interest in stopping this, Babin said. For elected Democrats, well-connected donors, and corporate special interests, the arrival of a record-breaking number of border crossers and illegal aliens means more political pressure to pass amnesty, more cheap foreign workers for hire, more consumers to sell products to, and more tenants to compete for housing. Last week, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, said the ultimate goal of Democrats in Washington, D.C., is to provide green cards, and subsequently naturalized American citizenship, to all illegal aliens living in the U.S. Meanwhile, the Biden administration's adding a steady flow of foreign competition to the labor market is a boon for employers. While America's working and middle class overwhelmingly bear the burden with stagnant wages and fewer available jobs, real estate investors, and as a result Wall Street, are some of the biggest beneficiaries of sky-high illegal immigration, as more demand means higher costs for buyers. While illegal aliens once clustered in the nation's largest big cities, helping to keep housing prices high, the population is quickly spilling over into smaller and medium-sized cities. The American people are done with a lack of action and they're done with their communities being torn apart, Babin said. Enough is enough. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.